flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. It's a Hurts Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we doing, buddy?
Brother Spike, I'm doing well. Let's clarify, you meant Hurts Day as in Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, when you said Hurts Day, I don't know how many people may have said, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No.
For yelling at the radio?
No, I made that promise yesterday.
Behind the glass with the sound effects.
Yeah, you got to chill out over
relax
there.
In there.
I forget. It's NFC Championship Week.
It is. What are we? How many days away? Are we 3 days? Three days away.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, can't get here fast enough.
Yeah.
Cannot get here fast enough.
It's starting to drag now. Week's starting to drag a little bit. Having fun during the show, but as far as the game, I just need the game here.
Yeah.
It's a big show, as it always is. Joining us at 3 o'clock, as he does every Thursday, Sheil Kapadia. Break down the game. Mike Mayock will join us at 4. We do have a bit of a change in the 5 o'clock hour, as we have a very special guest at 5, which will put the top 5 at 5 at 5:30.
And it doesn't get bumped for just anyone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very special guest, important to the show, important to the city of Philadelphia, important to the Eagles. That will happen at 5 o'clock. Today, we talk about Eagles Commanders. And Ike, here is sort of how I'm seeing this game. And we'll break down, you know, this guy, that guy, offensive line, defensive line, all that kind of stuff. But here, in a macro sense, in a 10,000-foot view sense, I see what we have here is the classic hot team versus the better team. The Eagles, pretty much, according to everybody, are the better team in most aspects of the game.
Yep.
But the Washington Commanders, no doubt, with their quarterback, are the hotter team.
Yeah.
So going into a game like this, would you rather have the better team or the hotter team?
Yeah, you know what? I thought a lot about this question, and I think it's a good question. I think it's what makes this game Sunday interesting. But if I got to choose between the two, I ultimately want the better team. Right? It doesn't mean the hotter team can't come in and beat you. We've seen that. We've seen that with wild card teams in the past. We can go through the list, but we've seen it. I still would rather, going into the game, want the better team. And here's a big reason why I think it's important Sunday. You're better not just in one or two areas. You're better in just about every aspect of the game. And that's no disrespect to Washington. I think Washington has had a wonderful season. It's amazing to see where they are in the first year of Dan Quinn, the first year of this rookie quarterback with Jaden Daniels. But the Eagles have been, in my opinion, not necessarily played as the most dominant team all year long, but when you think about a well-rounded, there are very few weaknesses.
You said most complete a bunch of times. Most complete team.
The complete team. That's why I believe, like the Eagles, I would much rather have that and be at home. Right? I'm at home in this game with the better team. I would much rather have that, be in that situation, than be the hot team coming in. Because the hot team, at some point, it fizzles out. It does fizzle out. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it does fizzle out at some point. Could this end up as a championship for Washington? Could. I think it's less likely than most scenarios to play out. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I'd rather be in the Eagles situation as the better team, and I'm playing at home.
So I've struggled with this because as soon as it ended up being Washington and we got the home game, which is what we all wanted,
yep.
I was just like, well, I don't know if I wanted it this way. When I saw them score 45 points in Detroit,
even
with a banged up defense, any team scoring 45 points on the road with a rookie quarterback, all of a sudden I'm getting a little shaken up. And I think I might agree with you if this were a 7-game series. Because over a 7-game series, usually the cream, you have a better chance of the cream sort of rising to the top.
Sure.
But here we have this 1-game scenario with the Eagles and the Commanders. And I think I'm fair in saying what we saw last Sunday from the Eagles, even conditions included, we did not see the best out of really any aspect of the Eagles team. Saquon was great, right? Mm-hmm. The running game. But I would say overall, it wasn't the best game for the offense. It wasn't the best game for the defense. And with Jake missing a couple of extra points, it certainly wasn't the greatest game for the special teams. Mm-hmm. And I think my issue and the reason I keep thinking hotter team, hotter team, hotter team as the Commanders are peaking and the Eagles feel like they're not is that like the energy, the last I saw from both teams, what I saw from the Commanders was really, really impressive. And what I saw from the Eagles felt like we got away with one. Like we got through a game by the skin of our teeth against the Rams. And if you ask me, do I want the better team or the team who is playing its best football at the moment, which is really what we're saying about the Commanders, I think I might rather have the hot team. I haven't decided yet who I'm going to pick, who I think is going to win this game. But if you ask me better team or hotter team, I think I'd probably take hotter team.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You're picking the birds, man.
I don't know if I'm picking the birds.
Oh, my goodness. On this week? On this holiest of weeks?
Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team?
I would rather be the better. In football, I'd rather be the better team. In baseball, I'd rather be the hotter team.
Because we saw this in October.
Yeah, well aware. A cold shiver was sent down my spine when I saw the Commanders. But unlike that Phillies team, which everyone in the city knew was fraudulent, this Eagles team is not that. And I think in football, it's just different. Like, there's not many hot teams that have won Super Bowls. The ones that jump out of the Giants, right? Like, the Giants had those.
They got hot late, yep.
There's two fluke runs, and it's going to put
Packers.
Which one?
When Aaron Rodgers won his, they were a wild card team.
Yeah, I feel like the age of the wild card team winning the Super Bowl has kind of died down. And maybe that's because the Chiefs have been there and they're all-time great and the Patriots have their run. But I feel like this get hot and get in thing is better in other sports, not necessarily in football.
Well, it's not better in basketball because it's never the hotter team in basketball. It's usually the best team that wins in basketball.
Listen, if it's going to work, it usually does work in football.
Right, because so you only have to win
I agree with that. You only
got
to win one game. Yeah. I agree with that. But here's where I'll give you a little pushback.
Yep.
I'm not telling you last week versus the Rams was the Eagles' best. That's not what I'm telling you. I also don't believe it was as bad as the perception of it is. I think about that game last week. Am I to say the Eagles' defense somehow is taking a step back? Like, that's sort of what I'm hearing. Oh, the Eagles' defense took a step back last week. Okay, in a game like that with the inclement weather, defense is going to give up a few plays here or there. But here's what I'll tell you. The defense had 5 turnovers in that game against Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm. Four.
Four turnovers, something like that.
I think
four turnovers.
Four
turnovers in that game against Green Bay. They came back and got 2 big turnovers last week.
They did.
So the defense, if
they made plays.
Yes, if we as an offense actually capitalize on the defense's turnovers that they created, that game is out of reach in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Now, you could say, well, that's an indication that we aren't playing our best because we didn't capitalize on him. And to some degree, I agree. But I don't expect Lane Johnson to false start at the 1-yard line, right? I don't expect that to happen. I think in better conditions, 45 degrees, 40 degrees, and sunny, I think the Eagles have no problem turning those 2 turnovers into touchdowns the way they did, the way they should have last week, right? Like the Rams were almost kept in that game last week. versus them really ever having control of the game. I never felt the Rams had control of that game last week. It was more or less, will the Eagles pull away and seal the game, which they didn't because they kicked those field goals, which kept the Rams in the game. And we almost, we had to hold our breath at the end, but it felt like the Eagles had control of that game last week.
215-592-9494. Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team? And I know we didn't, two more quick things. I know we didn't say this is a Tell the Truth Thursday, but my question would be, I think, this is what I would ask you to do as an Eagles fan. If these were two teams that were not the Eagles, what would you think? I just want you to internalize that a little bit. That if it were not the Eagles who were the better team, if it was some other team against the Commanders who are the hot team, what would you think? Because I think if you just take a moment and think about it for a second, you may at least explore feeling a little differently. I'll tell you what is interesting. We thought, and you had mentioned this when the NFC North did not win a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I think going into the playoffs, our thing was, Commanders, cute story. NFC North teams, they're the real deal. And look, we have the cute story in the NFC
Still
Championship
here.
Game.
Yep.
We do have a next question today, as we have another pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria, August 27th at Highmark Skyline Stage at the Man. Beautiful place to see a show. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Ike, on this day in 1957, Wham-O produced the first Frisbee. A good toy. Definitely a good toy, the Frisbee. So for next question today, we're going to say, what was your best toy when you were a kid? 215-592-9494. Jack, did you have a best toy?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Legos.
That's a great toy.
So the problem with Legos now, though, is that now I'm passing them on to walk, right?
So why is that a problem?
It's not a problem. It's just, I don't want to step on them because I remember stepping on them as kids.
Not great.
And I'm already,
oh yeah, Legos hurt like hell.
No, they're the worst. It's probably the worst pain in the world. It's awful.
There's a lot of adult dorks that do Legos. Did you know? It's like a whole thing.
Yeah. Like, go outside, touch.
Well, because now Legos have become more advanced.
Oh
now.
You can't just have Legos.
You can make sculptures now out of Legos.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So I'll go Legos.
Legos. Ike. Oh, best toy as a kid.
The number one toy, Big Wheel.
Oh, Big Wheel was...
Gotta go with the Big Wheel, man.
That's a great toy.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I'm eliminating video games. No Nintendo, no Genesis, no Atari.
Outside. Go outside.
All right. Well, you don't have to go outside with these things.
Well, but Legos, with the video games. We've gone too far.
For mine, the first thing that popped in my head was Castle Grayskull and my He-Man figures.
Oh, He-Man.
I loved my He-Man action figures.
Love He-Man,
I had a bunch of good action figures, but the He-Man ones, they're a little bigger. There was an orange He-Man? There was the evil He-Man. I also had that one. And I had Skeletor's Castle Grayskull or whatever.
Yeah, Castle Grayskull.
So He-Man, that was my number one toy. All right.
Yeah, Ram-Man?
Was that one of the He-Mans?
Was that one of the He-Man? I'm trying to think of the other
Man
name.
Rain-Man was with Dustin Hoffman.
No, that's Rain-Man.
That's Rain-Man. Advise you just to stay out of this. Yeah. You and your toys from the 2000s,
I don't think there are any Rain Man action figures, with like a little box of toothpicks or whatever.
How would you play with a Rain Man?
Yes. The blackjack cable with the Rain Man, little Rain Man action figure. All right. 215-592-9494. Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team? And next question today for a pair of Coheed and Cambria tickets. Give us, in honor of the first Frisbee being produced in 1957, give us your best toy when you were a kid. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, disappointing. In the topic, I'm sure. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
There you go again, linking everybody together. We thought the NFC North. No, you thought that.
No, please. I'm not on an island thinking the NFC North was good this year.
We told you the Lions was fraud. I've been saying that since week 12.
All right.
Week 10.
Okay.
But, you know.
Corey, who knows everything.
I ain't going to toot my own horn, but, you know, 99... I'll probably say 90% of the time, you know, that's why y'all put me on the leadoff, because, you know, I'm going to get on base. I hit you with something that, you know, that's most of the time going to be right. Do I rather want to be the better team or the hotter team? Of course I want to be the better team. Listen, I'm going to give you some knowledge with college. Shout out to my uncle OG. Look, the best team is always, the team that's always going to win is always going to be on the trenches. So you could be hot, you could be scarred and all that word, whatever you want to say. You know, the reason why the Giants was dominating the way they was because they was dominating through the trenches with their D-line, offensive line. So, like, when they rolled up on the Patriots, they D-line dominated them. Now, when you look at the Eagles and you look at the Commanders, they D-line, versus the Lions, they wasn't real. The Lions had lost a lot of players, so they dominated on that side of the ball. Also, if you look at the Lions, they turned the ball over three times. We ain't going to turn the ball over three times to get them all them opportunities. So the way we're going to play the game is we're going to play on our terms. We're going to run the football. We're going to punch you in the mouth. See, I don't know if y'all heard this. It might be on a rundown. Y'all going to talk about it a little later. Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it next.
Okay.
We'll get to it next. Yep.
All right. I'm going to just comment on it. Listen, don't make me put Sidney Brown out there. You said something a little crazy.
No, put him out there. Put him out there. Listen.
You say you want to act like a running back because your quarterback runs too. I got some loose screws.
Yeah, we got some killers over there.
We should put Sidney Brown out there on offense too. Just teach everyone a lesson.
Try it if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Carter, don't get ejected now, but dump him on his head if you got to. You know what I'm saying? But look. Listen, I feel confident going into this game. I don't feel overconfident, but I feel confident in the crew. You know, we're going to handle the business. We the best team on the field. We the best team left. Most people would say the Bills is the hot team. I guarantee you most people, people don't like us, so that's why they picking against us. People don't like the Chiefs. That's why they picking against them. You know, when you win a lot, people don't like you. That's why people don't like the quarterback because all he do is win, like DJ Khaled said.
I don't know if that's the reason. Yeah.
Hey, man, look.
That's what we do.
It's the reason. All we do is win, you know.
We win a lot, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let me close out with this. You know, yesterday.
Talk to him, see.
Yesterday, somebody said something, you know, I forgot who it was, but they said, why do people got to get mad if we say we think Josh Allen is better? That's your opinion. Why y'all got to get mad?
I don't want to do this now, Corey.
No, listen,
can I be honest with you?
I'm not doing it back and forth. I love you.
Well, okay. All right, go ahead.
All I'm saying is, why do other people got to get mad when we say Jalen is better? That's all. If some people say Jalen better, that's their opinion. If you think Josh Allen is better, that's your opinion. Nobody should be arguing. It's an opinion thing.
No. This is what we do. We argue about opinions. So if somebody's going to call, first of all, I never bring up Josh. At this point, it's hurts people that the guy that the caller that you're talking about brought up Josh Allen. So he brought up Josh Allen, and all I said was I think Josh Allen is better. That's it. You know, like, that's it. But that's okay. You can win the championship.
Okay.
This is my point.
Okay.
This is my point, Corey, is like the Boston Celtics won the championship last year. And no one is saying that Jason Tatum or what's his name?
Jaylen Brown.
Or Jaylen Brown are the best player in the NBA. They're not. Even after they won the championship, they're still not the best player in the NBA. But they're good players on a team who filled the role and they won the championship. So
right.
So that's it.
I don't know why you're arguing with me. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying everybody got their own opinion.
Sure.
So, like, there's going to be an argument. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm defending you and you coming at me.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm saying if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Okay.
But for the people that call up and feel the other way, they need to not attack you because that's your opinion.
My bad.
Like,
I apologize.
That's your opinion. Like if that person feels that way about one person, that's how they feel. If one person feels one way about another person, that's how they feel. It's football, y'all. You know, we got the best team, so we going to get hate. That's okay, baby. Go Birds.
What's your favorite toy?
Oh, the Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels was good.
Hot Wheels was good.
Here's the thing.
That was a good toy.
So
Racetracks. I remember the Hot Wheels racetracks, man. That was pretty cool.
The electric one? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you for the call, Corey. The thing about Hot Wheels, I had Hot Wheels. I never knew how to play with Hot Wheels. Like, what do? You just go vroom, 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 and move them back and forth? Like, I never had a good time playing with Hot Wheels. I collecting them.
Well, you can't turn 15 and still play with Hot Wheels?
Even the 8, I didn't play with Hot Wheels. I had Hot Wheels. I just didn't play with them.
Imagination.
Yeah, well.
You need a little more of imagination.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you would take the Hot Wheels, and you would always build some sort of, and if you didn't have the electric racetrack, you'd build some sort of race.
Yeah.
Configuration to run your Hot Wheels on. And we used to have the, you know, they used to sell the Hot Wheels racetracks that weren't electric. You can sort of put them together.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Yes.
Make them jump over stuff.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah, that was, come on, man. We used to always try to emulate the commercial. The kids on the commercial always had the coolest setup. They had water. They had lava. They had tunnels.
I'm trying to
everything
remember.
Everything on the commercial to sell Hot Wheels, and we as kids try to recreate that at home.
So I remember the Power Wheels song, pow, pow, Power Wheels, pow, pow, Power Wheels, Power Wheels, power makes them go. And I remember the Micro Machines guy that talked really fast. I don't remember. Was there a Hot Wheels song?
Hot Wheels song? I don't think so.
And then the other thing I thought about, I'm just going to take this off the board because we said Frisbee. Do you remember there was like an orange frisbee-like thing that was like a ring. It had a hole in the middle. Like a frisbee was a disc, but there was like an orange frisbee that had a black line in the middle that was like a better frisbee that you could throw further. Do you remember that? I don't remember what it was called. It was a better frisbee.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, see, those are the things. See, those were the toys that you had to go out and play with. It's like flying a kite.
Did you fly kites?
I tried.
It always seemed too hard.
Of course it was hard. Yeah. You never understood how people did it.
Yeah, no idea.
It gets boring after a while.
Did you fly kites?
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. You just get them in the air.
Once you get them in the air,
it's like,
yeah.
Well, what else is it supposed to do?
You know? Like, it is like, what else is it supposed to do now?
We get it, Ben Franklin. You put a stupid like key there to find electricity. I mean, congratulations. You're from Boston.
Well, I'm thinking about you with toys as a kid because you
Why?
Were an only
Why?
Child.
Like before the show, well, you didn't play with anything as a kid. You, like, well, what do you think I did? All day.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. You were only child.
Laid there and ate food, you know, didn't go outside.
I guarantee you play with a lot of blocks.
Well, because I guarantee it. I'm pretty simple minded. Is that why?
Nope, I'm just saying. You were sitting there stacking blocks with alphabets and numbers on them.
Jack still has blocks.
Well, they were cardboard. Yeah, they were cardboard by the time I was growing up. Yes.
Wait a minute, you had cardboard blocks?
Yeah.
Instead of like wooden blocks?
Nah, not wooden. Yeah, no. Cardboard.
Yeah?
Walker has wooden blocks right now.
Dude, let me tell you. I don't know how many times I hit one of my brothers in the head with one of those wooden blocks.
Sure, bro.
Yeah, those
yeah.
things became weapons.
Yeah,
sure. As a kid, I don't know. Like, you know, I eventually got into video games.
Right.
But it was Legos, man. It was Legos and like, yeah.
Sure.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
What, that's your era.
Pokemon.
Dude, Pokemon was the best. I named my second kid Raichu, or my second dog Raichu, which is the evolution of Pikachu.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Real quick, Pokemon, were they action? I know what it is, but were they action figures, or wasn't Pokemon like cards?
Mostly cards.
They were cards that turned into video games that you could play on like Game Boy. Yeah. I know you didn't have Game Boy, so.
I found my Game Boy, the handheld games were big.
There's
Game Boy. There was an Atari one called Lynx that was like an evolved Game Boy. Yeah. It was even better than Game Boy.
Yeah. Game Boy,
Doesn't count because we said no video games. All right, coming up next.
Remember what about the PS2 in your hand?
I know.
The PS2, handheld PS2.
I never had one
that
of
was,
those.
That was big, like, I just missed that.
Yeah.
That was right after my generation, I think.
I was still having it. I had that as an adult.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
So, Ike,
yes.
The Commanders defensive coordinator, we'll get to this next, talked about their strategy with an injured Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. So we'll deal with him. We'll play that for you next and talk about it. 215-592-9494. Would you rather be the hotter team or the better team? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.